Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. There also, I want to remind everybody that you can get VFN Radio, VFN TV, on your mobile device. If you're not listening to us right now on your mobile device, it's pretty cool. John, get this. Pat, get this.
Talk to us.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I am riding my motorcycle.
Uh-oh.
I am riding my motorcycle. Actually, I had a moment of time. It was a slender moment. But I ran out of my office, and I jumped on my bike and getting away. And I put the safety gear on. There's no seatbelt on a motorcycle, so you just kind of hold on, and Jesus holds you on to the thing. And I'm listening. I have my iPhone, earbuds in my ear, And I have it. My iPhone's turned to VFN Radio, and I'm listening because it's 24-hour broadcast. We record live. Right now, it's live when you're hearing us. If you're hearing us between the 9 a.m. and the 11 a.m. Central Hour, but you can hear the same program all day long because we have so many different time zones all the way over to Yulong in China that he's listening to, and Israel, and Malawi, and just all over the world. And so it plays all – so we'll have 2 hours live, but then it will play. So I was able to get on my bike. Push a simple button on my application on my iPhone and be encouraged by VFN Radio. So I'm riding my bike, man. It's just a good thing. It's a really good thing. God's good. God's good. And so I'm riding it and I'm listening to an encouraging word. One of the teachings actually is what I'm listening to off of the application that you can listen to them, which is Desperate for God's Glory. As a matter of fact, that's going to be available really soon. And, Desperate for God's Glory. I'm just so excited about that. Hopefully it'll be up this week. But I'm listening to it, and I'm just thinking, oh, man, this is just perfect. I'm driving out into the wilderness. I'm going out to, this long country road, man. It's just like, at first I was like, this is great. Oh, actually, it was Spring Lake area. Do you remember Spring Lake back in Florida when we had the father and son camping trip at Spring Lake?
Oh, yes. My goodness, you're taking us back there. Father and son camping trip. It's pretty beautiful out there. And did I tell you about the young man that I saw at the McDonald's drive-through? I won't confess when I got there.
Yes.
But I'm driving through and I'm back in town in Pensacola. I hadn't been to Pensacola in a couple years. And I'm coming to pick up some food. And he says, "Don't I know you?" And I says, I'm not from here, And he says, no, I know you. I know you. It's just this older teenager, probably young man, and 19, 20 years old, probably. And he says, "Aren't you the SA? Aren't you the SA guy?" And I said, "Actually, I am." And we just realized that we had this moment, at the father and son camping trip. We were so blessed to share this prophecy where really 1,000 father and sons camping in the wilderness. And it was just great to be able to reach out, Greg, to the whole community, and to see all of these sons, all of these fathers and their hearts turning back to each other. And this young man came with his father, who was a principal there in Pensacola. And Larry Knight, if you're listening, we give you a shout out.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What a faithful partner, faithful dad. He came out there with his four sons and oh, my goodness, was spreading his time, with all his boys. And they came back year after year after year after year, greatly impacted. And we had an essay contest that they could write about the father. And he remembered me. And he says to this day, I thank you so much for that father and son camping trip. And Greg, it's made a tremendous impact. I remember seeing Derek not too long ago in the Walmart. And he said this very same thing, So it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome.
Well, it's part of the prophecy. We as we always said that when we were doing that for 10 years, and you can find out more about that at greglancasterministries.org, and it's referred to it as the Next Step Outback. Today you can click on and find out, even see videos of what we're talking about. But it's a prophecy of turning the father's hearts back to the children and the children to the fathers. This is not just natural, but it's spiritual. It's the church. The church is a family, and families have fathers. And so we are actually talking continually about relating as family, because we have to, the enemy's fought so much against family being a positive thing and an encouraging thing and a purposeful thing, and everything's about fragmenting it. And so we have to fight against that current and believe God to touch us to say, you know, family's good, and it is good. And you do find health in the family, and it's just a powerful thing. And so you can find out more about that. But yeah, essay, I totally remember that, because we're actually trying to get and this is really tough. Anybody, if you're a teacher and you're listening, you know how hard this is. Barbara out there and also Kichara teachers in Texas out there, you're probably listening right now, and Ayana, is that, you know, trying to get a boy or a man to write something is very difficult. And so we thought, hey, you know, we will just make a big theatrical moment about it. We'll say you need to write an essay, but we'll do a play on a word like essay. You know, and so his name was Essay, and he was supposed to come out in a bandana, and he was out there saying, you know, Essay, everybody doing it, and they were all into it, and everybody remembers it today, but hardly anybody wrote their testimony. And it's like, tell us your testimony. And this, we've realized, you know, as God was, you know, bringing this into television industry, is that he wanted us to get into, because men will actually record something, but they, unless they won't write something. And so they had no problem sharing their testimonies. You can see that, like I said, at GregLancasterMinistries.org, and click on the Next Step Outback banner. But I was riding my motorcycle, and I'm going down past that Spring Lake area. And so this is the unknown territory. I'm driving my bike, and I've never really actually, because, you know, it's new to me. My neighbor, you know, blessed me with this bike, and it was just really cool. I probably wouldn't have got one from anybody else other than him. And so I haven't ridden on soft dirt roads before, sandy roads. And so I'm paying close attention, you know, because I'm out there and I'm listening to VFN radio. My helmet's on. I got a face protection on and all that. So I can't really see what's going on. And the sand's getting softer and softer and softer. And all of a sudden, it's going through this wooded area. I'm thinking, you know, what am I doing? You know, I'm not that talented. I might not be able to turn this thing around. I'm going to get this thing in the sand. All these thoughts cross in my head. And so then I passed this old, it looked like petticoat junction house. I don't know. Y'all can't relate to that. Some just old wooden.
Like a little house on a prairie?
Yes, kind of. But it had a porch on it, you know, and okay. It was up. And they were sitting on this big chair, and this man was on this sitting here rocking back and forth, and had his big dog, and had a pig. This pig was so big; it must have been 1,000 pounds, man. It looked like a little small mountain there, you know. I didn't realize it had a nose for a moment. I thought it was just a hill or something. And then I'm passing slowly, and I'm looking at him, and I didn't look to the right, and I realized once I passed it that there was a sign there. So now I'm caught between barbed wire fence, going down this road, passing pigs and chickens and goats, and also the past this man on this porch up here. I'm thinking I'm on his property. I'm probably on his property. I am on soft sand. I am between barbed wire fence. I'm passing goats and pigs and chickens and stuff. I don't know who's on this front porch. Who might be drawing down on me any time right now. I got VFN radio playing in my ears, and now I'm realizing I might be in trouble. And so I kind of turn my bike. I can't turn it around because I'm stuck between the barbed wire fence. And I'm going down through the woods now, and I passed all that farm here. I'm thinking, well, I don't know. And I start thinking, I might not make it out of here. So I pull them earphones out. I'm thinking, I have never been out in this country area, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Remember it? Remember, John? Remember that?
You might need your bulletproof vest to get out there.
I know. And so then I keep driving. I pull the earbuds down. Like, I got to hear what's going on. I pull my face mask up. I'm looking around thinking anytime something can happen out here. I'm pulling. I don't know. I just didn't know where I was. And then all of a sudden, man, after just continuing to ride, I came out on this beautiful lake. It's a river out there. It's called Beck's Lake. And it was just beautiful, man. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, I would have never known that. And so I show up. I'm going to park my bike, take off all my gear. You know, it's in Florida. It was hot. And I go down. There was a fire burning There was tents out, but there was nobody there. And they were gone, you know, I guess. As I'm walking, there's fishing poles in the water. And so I'm walking out, and I'm sitting on this bench or something that's out there by the water. It's just beautiful, beautiful. And then my mind starts thinking, I wonder why there's nobody here. I wonder why the tent. Why is there a fire burning, and why are these fishing poles still in the water? I'm thinking,
see?
Oh, my goodness.
That's almost just as good as, you know, trying to walk at night in certain parts of the Bronx. You know, I'm like, the dark here. Okay.
Yeah. Well, kind of like, so I was sitting there, and so my mind, you know, of course, the adversary is there to kind of fill us in on what's going on, saying that they're probably all dead, and you just walked into a murder scene. And so then, you know, I think this is right behind Pat's house. I'm messing with you. We're just having a good time today. But anyway, so I got out there. I sat on this bench, and it's just beautiful. I took some pictures, and I'm thinking, you know, I had a meeting scheduled with one of the ministers in VFN, and so I'm calling him up, and I'm telling or texting him because he's at work, and I say, hey, you got to meet me here. And I'm thinking, I don't even know where here is, you know. And so I did the GPS thing. I copied the link. I sent it. And all of a sudden, these sailors showed up. They went to go get some firewood or whatever. We're nice guys, and they'd spent the night there, and it's just a beautiful place out there. And but then I realized after about 5 minutes, every living flying creature was flying, biting me. I was getting things in my ears, things in my eyes. I mean, they were all over me. So I looked at these sailors, you know, and I said, how do you stop these bugs from biting you? Oh, you don't stop them. You know, I'm thinking like, I'm out of here, you know. So I got back on my bike and took off. But the big thing I was talking about with all this is that I had a bike. No, it was the fact that I was listening to VFN radio because I have a mobile application. If you want to be that mobile, no matter where you're going, you can download the VFN TV app. Either search for it in iTunes store, search for it in the Android store, or just go to your browser on your phone and type in VFNTV.com and just follow the instructions. Listen, there's nothing about, no matter where you go, even to this wild place in the wilderness, you still can listen to VFN TV, VFN radio, no matter where you go. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.